Hey, man, bring those donuts back. What are you doing? Brandon Tony brought us a box of Gibson's Donuts, which are the filet mignon of donuts, by the way. I don't know if that's their slogan, but it should be. Then Josh comes in and bogarts the donuts. And there's like a little bit of everything in there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. I'm looking at red velvet, chocolate, vanilla. Or not vanilla, what am I saying? Glazed donuts. Yeah, thank you, Brandon. We appreciate that.
Yeah, Brandon Tony. Love him. Love him. And are there coconut sprinkles on some of those? And it looked like Oreo crumbs?
I think so. I think there might be a little something here for you. I don't know. We'll see what happens before we get off the show.
Yeah. Just leave a little something.
My favorite is the bacon glazed maple donut, but I don't know if they've moved to an impossible vegan option on that faux bacon yet.
You're disgusting.
Otherwise, I'll have to, you know, not take one this time. I'm kidding. I'm going to get fired from Todd.
No. You're just going to be forced to drink a glass of sweet tea.
Right.
That'll be your punishment. Steve Gill joins us this morning on Wake Up Memphis, and he'll be one of our many pundits as part of our comprehensive Election Day coverage. Polls are open now through 7 p.m., but then starting at 7, we're going to ramp up coverage with election returns. We'll also have out in the field reporting, in-studio reporting, plus great pundits like Steve. Steve Gill, good morning. Happy Election Day.
Oh, yeah, I have donuts in the studio the day before I'm there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Steve is going to be covering, he'll be guest host for Todd Starnes' national show tomorrow. So the Mid-South is in quite a treat over the next couple of days. But don't worry, the good news is Gibson's Donuts are almost as good the day after. And if
where are they in the studio? I may drop by and pick up a box on my way in tomorrow.
Well, I may swing by during your show, and I don't know if you're an Eclair. Are you an Eclair fan?
I'm an anything that's sweet fan.
Ah, okay.
I'll eat the box with just the crumbles.
They are just that good. They are definitely just that good. I think our coverage is going to be fantastic tonight, but before then, people have to get to the polls, and man, I tell you, there are some massive battles in Shelby County and across the state in this district attorney's race. Amy Weirich came on Todd's show yesterday and made her final case to the Mid-South. And, whew, man, it's scary to think how much hangs in the balance today.
Well, I think the folks in the suburban areas around Memphis who are not in actual Shelby County, and that I guess would include the Millses, but the folks that are not actually in Shelby County should also be concerned, because crime doesn't stay where it is. And if you see Memphis become what we've seen in Chicago and these other urban centers, it will bleed, no pun intended, into those suburban areas. So folks on the outside of Memphis need to be calling their friends and neighbors inside the county, urging them to get out and vote today and to vote for safety, security, and an anti-crime DA in Amy, because it will bleed to the suburbs.
I was talking with our mutual friend Scotty Hughes yesterday, and she did something that we rarely get to do here in Shelby County, and that's accept kudos for, at least relatively speaking to the other 94 counties, the least worst early voting turnout.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of what you guys have been doing with KWAM has helped drive that, because there's not a governor's race, there's not a senator race, there's not anything kind of top down pushing it. And again, I'll throw kudos to you guys for the coverage that you've been throwing on this to get people knowledgeable that there is an election and it is important, even if there's not one of those big statewide races at the top. Frankly, because you've had the Supreme Court rule on issues that have pushed more democracy at work at the local level, whether it's abortion, gun rights, or the other issues that they've recently ruled on, state legislative races, state House, state Senate races are more important than ever, because that's where those decisions are going to get decided. Your school board races, your county commission races, and I think you guys have done a great job, particularly with the district attorney race, in pointing out, frankly, the issues that matter most to most of us are going to be decided at our local level, and they don't get the attention, don't get the media coverage, certainly don't get the national coverage that they deserve. And I think, again, one of the reasons you've seen Shelby County kind of pop up in the early voting numbers, even though they're still low, is the fact that you guys have been hammering the issues at both, again, the state house, the state senate, the county commission, and the DA race level that are so important.
And even though we've got a county mayor's race, that seems to be kind of an afterthought at the moment due to the fact that the DA's race is so big. But let's talk about the county's mayor's race for just a moment. While that DA's race is important, some of the blame, I think, may have to go to the Republican Party here for that county mayor's race not being so much of a co-main event. It's kind of an afterthought at the moment, and it doesn't seem like there's a push to unseat this Democrat county mayor that locked down the county and shut down businesses back in 2020 and 2021.
And you've had county mayors across the state, like Andy Ogles, who's running for Congress in the new 5th District in Middle Tennessee. But I think there were 17 or 18 other county mayors followed his lead in rejecting the mandates and rejecting shutting down businesses. So you had Republican county mayors across the state stepping up to protect the interests of small business, schools, churches that were being shut down. And yet in Shelby County, there hasn't been as much attention on that issue. You have folks running for governor in states like Michigan, where Gretchen Whitmer shut down the state, and that's going to be the premier issue in that governor's race in Michigan. And yet, you're right, in Tennessee, you would think the Republican Party as a party would have been hammering that home, not only in Shelby County, but across the state, making sure that those county mayors that stood up against the Biden mandates were getting their attention and continuing to serve, and maybe expanding the base of Republican county mayors who will have the courage to stand up and speak up against these sort of mandates, because they will come back. The Biden administration is not done shutting things down, including the economy.
Steve Gill joins us on Wake Up Memphis. And we do have a couple of congressional races here in District 8 and District 9 in the Republican primaries, but not as hotly contested as perhaps what is going on in District 5. And you mentioned County Mayor Andy Ogles is one of several candidates there. And you looked into your crystal ball a couple of months ago about this. Let's look at Election Day here. Against several candidates, there have been heavy attacks against Andy Ogles. Looking in your crystal ball, who's likely to win this, and will it be by a plurality?
Oh, it won't be by a plurality. You've got three major candidates that have spent a ton of money, and independent expenditures on their behalf have spent millions of dollars. So nobody will get to that magic 50% plus one. I think I said months ago that I thought 38% would win it in that race. I still think that number is the key number, that if you get to 38, 37%, you can win it, because in addition to the major candidates, there's, you know, five or so other candidates that are at least, you know, putting up yard signs, have done some ads. There's just a few others that have, you know, kind of played a real campaign. But the real heat has been at the top of the ticket with Beth Harwell, the former speaker, with Kurt Winstead, a former National Guard general, and Andy Ogles, the former or current county mayor of Murray County. That's where the attention's been, and man, the attack ads are still flying fast and furious. Now, what's interesting is that Harwell is literally still running attack ads against Ogles, but none against Winstead, which tells me that her polling shows that Ogles is ahead of her and that she and Ogles are battling out, with Winstead probably in third place. When the attack ads start to target just one guy, then you know he's or she's in the lead. And essentially, the independent expenditure group from Club for Growth has a poll out that shows Andy leading Harwell, and they've actually started running positive ads. And again, typically when you start seeing folks run positive ads the last 3 or 4 days, that's an indication that they are in the lead, or certainly believe they're in the lead and want to end with a little positive note.
Absolutely incredible battle there, and tonight that will be amongst some of the statewide races we'll talk about. But tonight we're going to be heavily focused on Memphis and Shelby County. Steve Gill is going to be one of our many great pundits that'll be teed up and ready to give you great insight, as he always does here every Monday and Thursday. And of course, he will be guest host on Todd Starnes' show tomorrow. But it all cranks up tonight, 7 o'clock, comprehensive election coverage right here on the Mighty 990, featuring our good friend Steve Gill. Steve, thanks for everything you do. We appreciate your insight, and I guess we'll talk to you sooner rather than later in about 12 hours or so.
I'm just trying to figure out how many barbecue joints I can hit in a 6-hour stint in Memphis, but I'm figuring at least 6 or 8.
I think if you set your GPS in your car, I think you can tick barbecue, and I think it can give you like the most efficient path to pick up an appetizer at one, an entree, and then maybe get like the best banana pudding on the way back toward the station.
Years ago, when I was practicing law on a regular basis, I'd come to Memphis, and on some occasions, I would literally eat at the Rendezvous for lunch, brunch, dinner, and then grab a snack to go on to go home with on the next morning. So I am not afraid to go deep into the barbecue realm.
Go big or go home. You have to have dreams. Steve, thank you so much, brother. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. There's Steve Gill on Wake Up Memphis. Coming up, plenty more. Don't forget, polls are now open. They'll close at 7 o'clock. If you're in line, you'll get to vote. But also, at starting at 7 p.m., we got great coverage here. It's election night coverage on the Money 990 in studio, out in the field. We'll have pundits. We'll have updates for you. We'll get you those numbers, everything you need, starting at 7 o'clock on the Money 990. Plenty more coming up with Tim, Ben, and Josh, and Philip, too. 746.